Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, 23 years ago this week, I met one of the most beautiful, one of the hardest working, one of the most amazing ladies that I've ever known, Karen Kerrigan, when she joined me for the first time on my show. Hey, Karen, 23 years ago, you were here for the first time, and you've been hanging out and been an abiding supporter of mine ever since. Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, Jim. Yes, 23 years ago, you met this baby, not this lady.
I know you were just—you were—you were seven. You were only seven, weren't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Happy anniversary to you, Jim. I tell you, 3 years—that is fabulous. It's amazing. You've done so much for small business and SBE Council. Appreciate you and everything that you do, Jim. You know, it really makes a difference. Thank you.
Well, I feel like we've been partners because I feel like we've kind of grown up together because your organization is just barely older than mine. And so I do feel like we've kind of grown up together, and I appreciate the partnership, the friendship, the support, and the work you do, folks. I continue to be awestruck by the hard work that she does. And when she speaks about small business in Washington, folks, they listen, both sides of the aisle. Karen, and that's SBEcouncil.org. I encourage you to go there, support them with whatever you can do, support their website, their work, read, you'll find out how your members of Congress voted on their website on small business issues, and nobody's working harder on the new round of funding than she is. Before we get into some of the other stuff, I want to ask you real quickly, will the new PPP program, if that gets done, that $900-something billion, Will that new money have different rules? Will it be a segregated set of rules, money/rules, as in more vertical, more money for certain industries like hospitality, restaurants? What will it be different?
Well, I think the big difference is, well, number one is the second draw, that, you know, companies can go back, that had a first loan, can go back for a second loan. They're changing, from what I'm seeing now, in terms of that that bipartisan problem-solving caucus, as well as some of the things that have passed, the continuing paycheck protection program, that they would limit it, you know, to smaller businesses, you know, with 300 employees or less. They've set aside a certain amount of that to go for the really small, the small businesses, mm-hmm. minority, women entrepreneurs. Also, in terms of the second draw for companies, there'd have to be a demonstrated, you'd have to show a demonstrated loss, a reduction in gross revenues. I think it's in the bill, in several bills, it's either 25% or 30%. There'd be streamlined forgiveness for loans of $50,000 or under. And
streamlined meaning just Merry Christmas. Don't, you know, don't worry about it. It's you know, we've waved our cross over your loan and it's gone. Is that what that means?
Well, after that, you know, you've submitted the paperwork, the certification, you know, that proved that you need it. It'd be, you know, very sort of small.
Right now, there's an easy form. There's an S form that's even easier than the EZ form. Would under 50,000 still have to do that, or would they just say thank you?
No. There has to be, you know, there has to be some closure.
Yeah.
Door.
Okay.
It would just be streamlined both for the individual and also the banks. The banks still have to go through a lot of work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To do this, this is costing them.
Right.
Some money, and a lot of them have done it as a service to their small business, and they need them. So I could see why they did this, you know.
Well, I want to change horses a little bit and move over to the if there is a Biden administration, what are you seeing coming out of that? I don't see anything. It's scaring me what the people he's selecting. It looks even more radical than the Obama administration, and we know how small business owners suffered under an Obama-Biden administration. What I'm seeing him doing is not making me happy. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you know, the agenda that he ran on was very, you know, pretty radical,
yep.
Right? They're disruptive, intrusively, costly, all those things to certain industries and to the business community as a whole. But I think the saving grace and what, you know, how this agenda would be tempered in terms of actually executing on it was just the Congress. I mean, you've had a significant number of House Republican seats. I mean, those gains on the House.
How many gains were there? Do you remember? Is it 10, 11? One or two still in play, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be 60 new members. We know that. And so there could, yeah, definitely like, well, Jim, there's still some in play right now, but we're going to be within maybe three or four seats. You know what I mean?
Wow.
The margin is going to be that close. So it's pretty, pretty tight. So you, and then you have a lot of those members.
And we got the Georgia election with the senators. I remind people, if you think God doesn't have a sense of humor, in what universe do we have both senators in one state coming up at the same time that has this much of an impact? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, right. So, you know, the Democrats will control the House by just a couple of seats, a few seats. And over on the Senate side, you know, I think Republicans are going to hold there.
Yeah.
You know, and it will be very difficult, you know, to get raise taxes, push through.
But he'll have a phone and a pen, as Obama said, and he can create a lot of mayhem with that. We're going to take a quick break and talk about 2021. What does the legislation lining up for that year look like for small businesses? Nobody knows. Nobody can give us a better report on that than our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.